AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been a deadly school shooting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Authorities say a 13-year-old student was killed at a middle school. Another child is in custody. A school resource officer jumped in before more shots could be fired. This is the third day of the new school year for Albuquerque Public Schools. Doctors in Texas are warning about the risk of COVID-19 for children because of the rapid spread of the Delta variant, which is affecting kids. There are no more pediatric ICU beds available in Dallas County. In Houston, Dr. Christina Probst tried to get that warning across at a school board meeting.
Anyone here who thinks children do not get COVID, there are children who have died this week in the Texas Medical Center who have died. Excuse me, sir. You're taking my time.
Audio courtesy of KTRK. The governor of Oregon says they're grappling with so many COVID cases, she's deploying up to 1,500 National Guard troops to help support hospital workers. U.S. Marines are arriving in Afghanistan to assist with the evacuations of diplomatic personnel from Kabul. That is, the Taliban advances across much of the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Continued urban conflict will mean continued carnage, with civilians paying the highest price. I call on all parties to take heed of the conflict's heavy toll and its devastating impact on civilians. They all must do more to protect civilians.
Tropical Depression Fred is sweeping along Cuba's northern coast. It could regain tropical storm status on a track that could put it near the Florida Keys on Saturday and southwest Florida Sunday. Stocks ended higher today with modest gains. The Dow was up 15 points. This is AP News. Midnight Sunday's the deadline for a special Obamacare sign-up period, courtesy of President Biden. He reopened the healthcare.gov marketplace because of the pandemic, and his COVID relief package offers larger subsidies. It was the Supreme Court's newest justice, Amy Coney Barrett, who shot down an appeal of Indiana University's order that students and staff be vaccinated against COVID-19.
Barrett's action was in response to an emergency request from 8 students who wanted the High Court to issue an order barring the university from enforcing the mandate. The policy does have religious and medical exemptions, and 7 of the 8 students qualify for a religious exemption. However, exempt students must be tested twice a week. Students who don't get vaccinated will have their registration canceled, and workers who don't comply will lose their jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.